Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
You're listening to continuing coverage from the trial of Corey Richens from the Hit 'Em Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
All right, we're back on the record. This is case 231500139. Is Lulu's Ms. Nestor anything further before we hear from Ms. Richens?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand that Ms. Richens will like to stand at the podium.
Yes, sir.
And you folks would like to join her.
Yes, yes.
No problem. Could be cleaning stuff there. Fine.
Is your actual order? My sweet baby boys, I know that today you don't want to stick to me, have a relationship with me, but you may think you hate me. And that's okay. I will never be angry at you for your feelings. When the day comes that you're ready, I will be here for you, waiting for you and loving you. But I need you boys to know and understand that I have been desperately trying to get in contact with you any way that I can for years. That all of my communication has been completely cut off from you since early 2024. And now I will use any opportunity I can to get a message to you. Even if that means sharing it publicly to the world, fully restrained, in my jail clothes, in one of the most horrible situations possible. I don't care, and I'm not embarrassed or ashamed by any of it. All I care about is you boys. I will do whatever it takes for you to hear the truth from me and to come home to you. For the time being, I don't know when that is or when my next opportunity will be. So for now, bear with me as I have tried to consolidate everything I've wanted to share with you for the last few years, with everything I want you to know until I'm able to speak to you again in one long message. And although you may not be ready to hear it today, that's okay. My hope is one day you will be. May 6th of 2024, temporary custody was transferred from the state of Utah Child Services to your Aunt Katie and Uncle Clint. My last video call with you boys was several weeks prior to that, around April 24th, 2024, when you were still in estate's custody. Once temporary custody was transferred to Katie and Clint, against my wishes, they cut off all of my communication between you boys and I. It was years before I would ever have a trial. I warned social services that if they gave custody of you to the Richens family, it would be the last time I would be able to see or speak to you boys again. In your opinion of me, in this case, and wild allegations would soon mirror those of the Richens family. And that's exactly what happened. You need to know the dark side of the family fought a long, hard battle for custody, but was eventually ignored and denied. Since temporary custody was granted to Katie and Clint, they have not allowed me to see or speak to you. No more video calls, no more visits. They blocked the phone number for the jail, so I can't call you. Birthday cards, Christmas cards, the letters I would send you boys, they were all returned or rerouted. All of my contact was cut off more than 2 years ago. So please, please ask them. Please ask them for your cards, for your letters, if I'm trying calling you. Please just ask them, whether it's now or in 10 years. The one thing I need you boys to know is I did not abandon you. I did not just walk out of your lives one day to never return, to never call, never show up. Regardless of what anyone tells you, I would never, ever leave you boys. And I am so sorry if for even 1 second you thought that I did. If for even 1 second you thought that I didn't love you. Because that couldn't be further from the truth. You boys are my world. The reason I continue to wake up every day, fight to come home. You're my reason for living. I understand that you're in a difficult situation, mentally, emotionally, and physically. I understand you guys have been through an extremely difficult time this past 4 years. You should never have to deal with such tragedy. And I am so, so sorry that you were going through this. You boys have the right to be angry and sad and confused, feel in survival mode, have questions. All of this is completely valid. Your feelings are completely valid. And one day when this is all over, we can sit down and talk about all of this and sort it all out. But I promise you boys, one day it will be over. I'm not perfect. I have succeeded and I have failed. As a person, as a wife, as a parent, we all do. I have done plenty of things I am not proud of. Some I regret, some I don't. Some I'm ashamed of, and some I'm not. I regret things I have done right in my life to later find out they were for the wrong people. I have said things I shouldn't have. I've done things I shouldn't have. Sometimes I have said what I should or not meant what I did say. There are things I can't change and long overdue apologies that I owe. There are would-haves and could-haves and should-haves. We all have them. We have all done them. And you boys will too one day, but in your own way. And that's okay. That's life and we're human. Nobody is all good or all bad. We just get portrayed that way. You're going to succeed and achieve amazing things in this life. You're also going to make mistakes and fail at some things. But use those opportunities to grow and to learn. They do not define you. And don't ever let other people make you think that they do. We are not defined by our best or our worst moments. We fall somewhere in the middle, ever evolving. And you boys are ever evolving. Secrets diminish self-respect. They lose trust. They make us lose ourselves. I fell in love with someone who wasn't your dad. Your dad fell in love with someone who wasn't me. I did things behind your dad's back. He did things behind mine. Don't keep secrets. Always put your spouse first. Your dad and I didn't always do this. But don't be like us in that aspect. We made mistakes that I know I regret. And I'm sure if he were here today, he would say that there are a few things he regrets as well. Marriage is hard. Marriage takes work. Marriage takes love. Big love. Deep love. And you may think about divorce and you will have fights, but then you will make up and you will forgive each other. Because when your love is enough, your love keeps you together. Your love is all you need to ignore the noise. And your love never fails. Sometimes your dad would want to throw in the towel on our marriage, or I would want to throw in the towel on our marriage. But we never did. We always found our way back to each other. I would pick up his towel, or he would pick up mine. We'd hand them back to each other and start again. Because our love never failed. We stopped keeping track of each other's wrongdoings, and we forgave, and we moved on, and we loved. And if I had to relive all of those hard days all over again, I would do it without question. Your dad and I were a lot of things, a mess of sorts sometimes. But we were this crazy, beautiful mess that made us a family, because our love was enough. Our hard days never outweighed our good days. Our weak moments never outweighed our most memorable happy days. We always laughed more than we cried. We failed at some things, but we never failed at loving you, boys. Our love was enough to make our house a home. Our love was enough to stay together to raise you boys. Our love was enough to forgive each other when others said that we shouldn't. To do things for each other others may disagree with. Our love was enough to protect each other, even though it may cost us everything. Love can make you lose yourself. Sometimes it makes you do things you know you shouldn't, but knowing it's not wrong at the same time. Because your spouse, as your person, your love is enough. One day, you will meet someone and fall in love and understand that just your love is enough. Enough to withstand everything else, the noise of the world, the obstacles, the trials of marriage, the heartache, bad choices, forgiveness. You will understand your love is enough, and your love never fails. Don't worry about what others think about your relationship. Don't worry if they would do things differently. You just love, and you love big, and you love deep, and you protect your love. Your dad and I didn't have it all together. Together, we really did have it all. Because we had you three. Don't let anyone choose the direction of your life by their opinions and their judgments. Being able to hold yourself together in the worst of situations doesn't make you emotionless. Separating personal and business life and emotions doesn't make you unreasonable. Resentment can get the best of others. Don't let it get the best of you. People will always have a lot to say about lives they've never lived. Live your life the way you choose to live it. Just be safe and be healthy and be happy. That's all that matters. Sometimes people will want you to believe that life is simply black and white. That situations are black and white, but they're not. Life, situations, they're full of color. At the very least, shades of gray. Always question the color, even if you're only questioning the gray areas. Keep an open mind. Question situations and stay curious. You will have some people in your life tell you how their love for you is unconditional. But once your most private life has been revealed, you quickly find out just how conditional their love actually was. Choose the people you hold close to your heart wisely. And always be the friend that walks into somebody's life when everyone else chooses to walk out. Always remember, the only people you owe your loyalty to are those people who never made you question theirs. Every day you wake up, you get a second chance at life. To do whatever you want. Be whoever you want. To succeed in all your dreams. Take the day and run with it. It's a blessing. Don't take it for granted. Sometimes you'll have hard days when all you want to do is count all the ways things are going wrong or have gone wrong in your life. In that moment, stop. Take a minute. Take a step back. Take a breath. And switch your thinking to count all the ways that it has gone right. All the good that has come to you, boys. All the grace, the blessings, and the love. Remember that anyone can give up on something. That's the easy way out. True strength comes when everyone is expecting you to fall apart, but you hold it together, persevering through the hardest of times. Always persevere. Always prove them wrong. Because you boys don't give up, and you boys will never quit. There's always going to be someone out there ready to tear you down, misrepresent you, lie about you, tell half-truths, and judge you. They will judge you on decisions you do or don't make, what you did or didn't do, what you did or didn't say. They will take out of context and twist your words. They will judge you on your emotions or the way you grieve. You may show too much emotion. You may not show enough. They will tell you you're not grieving correctly. You're too angry. You're too sad. You're holding it together too well or not well enough. Or maybe you're too ambitious. They will judge you on your demeanor. If you cry, if you don't cry, if you don't do anything at all. And all of this will get misinterpreted into something that it's not, formed by the opinions of who's ever creating it. And then silence is also too often misinterpreted and misjudged. But when people behave that way, it has much more to do with them personally than it does you. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. It doesn't make it true. Remember who you are and what you stand for. The truth. And ignore the noise. Ignore their noise. Ignore their egos, their entitlement, and their biased judgment. Those who abuse the power in the positions they hold will have a higher power to report to one day. And that higher power holds the final truth, their final truth. Don't ever let someone tell you how to show emotion, how you're supposed to react to any given situation. Don't care what others think about you, what others say about you. Just let them talk. Just be you, be yourself, be authentic, be genuine. Because those who truly know you, who truly love you, is all you need. Forgive those who turn their back on you, but never forget. Don't hold hate in your heart toward others. It only brings you down more than it does them. Apologize when you're wrong, even if that apology is long overdue. You can't change what you can't change, and you can't change the past. But you can take accountability when you mess up. Admit when you make a mistake, even when it's embarrassing or humiliating, even when it can ruin relationships, careers, or your integrity. Be honest with yourself and those you need to. But never apologize for something you didn't do. Never admit to something you didn't do. And never beg for mercy for something you didn't do. Don't take the easy way out. Always stand up for what's right, even if you find yourself standing alone or with a small group of people that love you. Believe in yourself and be brave. Never give up on your fight, no matter how long it takes, months, even years. Never give up on truth, justice, and the fight of corruption. When something is broken, fix it. When something doesn't make sense, question it. If money is paying for it, follow the money. Your brothers are your best friends. Your dad and I raised you boys. that if you cared about nothing else in this world, you care about each other. Your brothers will always be there for you. They will always be your brothers. You love them. You protect them. You take care of each other. You support each other. You help each other. And you trust one another. You be loyal to one another. And you keep each other safe and healthy and happy. And you stay together no matter what. You have each other's back. Be patient with one another. Don't keep track of wrongdoings. Let them go. Forgive. Move on. Show compassion. Empathy toward each other. And never go a day without telling one another you love each other. Because you are never too old or too cool or too busy to love each other. Don't ever settle for just good. Go for great. In school, in your career, in hunting, fishing, in your relationships, in your goals. Exceed expectations. Be like your dad. Be generous. Be charitable. Stay humble. Give when you have too much. Give more than you take. Help when others are in need. Serve your community. Be like your dad. Never stop learning. Through education, through people, through travel, culture, through business and friends, from your success and achievements, your mistakes and failures. Be like your dad. Love the outdoors. Find your peace, your therapy, your heart and soul. On the top of a mountain somewhere where it's quiet, where it's calm, where you will be able to feel the spirits of those that you love and miss the most. Be like your dad. Laugh. Laugh often. Laugh loud. Laugh when you want to cry. Laugh when you're mad. Have that laugh that everyone recognizes and no one will ever forget. Even when you're gone. Be like your dad. Love your family. Through the good, the bad, the disagreements, the back and forth arguments. Choose forgiveness. Choose love. Choose happiness. Be a loyal brother. Be a noble son. Be like your dad. Have the hobbies that bring you excitement and joy. that give you a break from life. But build your life full of people and family who you love and that love you. Build a family that makes you happy to come home to every day. With a career that makes you hold your head high. Be the friend everyone wants to be friends with. The dad that everyone wishes they had. Be like your dad. As your parents, your dad and I wanted to give you every opportunity or choice that we didn't have. We would do anything for you boys or break our backs falling over obstacles and finding our way to be sure you had the best of the best. Even if we didn't always do it well or have the right answers or the words, we would give you everything that we had. But the one thing I can't give you boys are the answers that you want the most. Because I can't give you something that I don't have. An explanation that I just don't know. I've never lost a son. I've never lost one of my brothers. A nephew, or a best friend. But I did grow up with a single mother, and I have lost my father. I do know what it's like to wonder what if dad could have watched me graduate college, walk me down the aisle, be there for the birth of one of you boys. If only dad were here. I do know what that's like. The lifetime of pain that brings. The sadness and the anger. I would never wish that upon anyone. Especially you boys. My own sweet babies. It's a lifetime of what ifs and if onlys. An empty hole in your heart where your dad's supposed to be. He's supposed to fill. He's supposed to walk through life with you, with us, with our family. I do know what that's like. So murder, an attempted murder. 4 years later, and it's still hard for me to say those words out loud. They get caught in my throat. They turn my stomach, and I try to avoid them as much as possible because it makes me physically sick to think about. But still to this day, I can't believe this is real sometimes. That this is our life. That this is my life. Convicted of taking one of the people out of my life that filled it the most. My husband. Father of my children. Still in shock. And still in disbelief. Accused and now convicted of such a heinous crime. Potentially costing me to never see you boys again. We just lost both of their parents. And there's no textbook answer on how or what we're supposed to do. How am I supposed to react or move forward? But I'm so sorry words are being pulled through the middle of this. Just absolute chaos. Between two families fighting that both love you so very much. Trust and assets, our home. None of it matters. You boys are what matter. Your safety, your health, mentally, emotionally, all of that should be being prioritized. I will and have always prioritized your safety. I am your mother, and that is my job. And for anyone to scare you otherwise, it's just cruel and heartless. I'm sorry that 8 people from a jury who have never met you or me or our family had the right to determine our future. And they did that in less than 3 hours. In a perfect world, there might be justice. But in a perfect world, nothing ever goes wrong. Tragedies don't happen. Some think a verdict or the sentencing will be the answer that they seek or that they need, but it won't. It will only give them something else to think about for a while. It may help to disperse some of their hurt or their resentment, but it won't relieve it. This grief will outlive us all. The hundreds of lives that this has affected. The lifelong trauma you boys have suffered this last 4 years will outlive us all. You haven't had to just endure losing one parent, but losing two. And no child should ever have to go through that. Especially when one was an unforeseen tragedy. And the other based on injustice and a system we're supposed to trust. Your dad's memory will always be the kind that's a physical hurt, a tightening in your chest when you think of him, particularly on days like today, his birthday. Because he was so loved that no verdict or sentence will ever be able to release that kind of suffering. I'm broken. I'm broken without your dad. I'm broken without you boys. God did not put me in this world to take a life. God put me in this world to give life. Your lives. I don't know who or what I'm supposed to be if it's not a mother. Your mother. And as much as you've been influenced into thinking that dad was murdered and I took your dad from you, that is completely wrong and an absolute lie. And the thought of that is still as absurd today as it was 4 years ago. And just because someone may not be perfect, that's a far reach for them to be capable of murder. To kill someone. Our someone. Your dad was in physical pain. A lot of physical pain. And just because some people didn't know or didn't want to see certain things doesn't mean they weren't happening or they weren't true. He would have never left us intentionally. And I would have never taken him from you, from us. He was the glue that held us all together, that made us us.
Mm-hmm.
Every little boy needs their father. Is he supposed to teach you the things that I could never explain? He's supposed to teach you and do things with you that only a dad can do. And only he could give you those life lessons between a father and a son. I would have never taken that from you, boys. I know how much you need him. How much you loved him. How much you aspire to be just like him. And I would have never taken half of you. And I'm so sorry that I can't bring it back for you, for me, for our family. I can beat myself up all day about how I could have been a better person or made better personal choices. And I can understand and accept you boys being upset about those things. But murder? No, absolutely not. I will not accept that. And I will not be blamed for something I did not do. I will appeal and fight these charges no matter how long it takes. Not because I have anything to prove to this court, to the state, to the Richens family, or to the world. But I do have something to prove to you three. I do care what you boys think, and I need you boys to know the truth. And because of that, I will never quit or give up on this fight for justice, the truth, and coming home to you. So please, I know that right now you may not believe me, that you believe I took dad from you, and that's okay. I still and will always love you. And I'm asking that you please just don't give up on me. I'm coming home, not today, not this year, but we're going to make this right. Our justice system will get this right, although this courtroom can't seem to. We have a long road ahead, but I will never quit fighting my way home to you boys. I love you more than these words could ever express. I loved you before I ever met you. And I will love you long after I'm not here to say it. And every minute of every day, I miss you boys more and more. And I think about how much I wish I could be with you. That this nightmare would go away. And we could have our family back. This entire situation isn't fair to anyone, but it's especially not fair to you three. And you boys are all that matters. I want to remind you just how strong you are. That you were loved by so many. And I am beyond proud of you. Of everything you have overcome. Everything you have achieved. And how much you bring into this world. You boys have been through so much. And I wish I could take away all your sadness and all your pain. Tell you how much Dad and I love you, and that everything's going to be okay. I wish I could count the freckles in their little cheeks. Reading books before bed. And help you with all your homework. I wish I could help you through your toughest nights. And hear your laugh through your happiest days. For now, that's just not the way it is. You have to be strong. You have to remember that our strength grows in these moments. But we don't think we can go on. But we keep going on anyway, because we are preparing these hard days. Because in the end, at the end of this war, it will be so worth it. But I need you boys to always keep pushing through these hard days. Because this will come to an end. I just need you to hang in there. Listen to your little hearts. Listen to your little bellies for the truth. Before you were told who to be and what to believe, remember who you are. Remember who we are. Remember our family. I will continue to call you every day, even if my calls are blocked. Just so you know that I'm here. I've always been here. And I will always be here. My cards, my letters, they will never stop. I will never stop. I love you forever, Mom.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a fair reminder. While inside the courtroom, everyone involved in this process must be treated with respect. We cannot have any outward reactions inside the courtroom. If any of you feel overcome with emotion, frustration, anger, whatever, of any kind, please remember just to look down. Keep your hands folded in your lap. Court has considered the following information. The evidence, information, arguments, and recommendations provided by counsel of the record today. The mid-fact statements and other statements made on the record today regarding the appropriate sentence. And the pre-sentence investigation report as corrected on the record today, including the numerous statements attached to it. In addition, the court has considered each of the factors set forth in Utah Code 76-3-201 subsection 2B and has prioritized those factors as required by section 201-2C. Having considered the gravity and circumstances of the offenses for which Ms. Richens has been convicted, the number of victims, and available information regarding the history, character, and rehabilitative needs of the defendant, the court hereby orders that the sentences on counts 2 through 5 shall run consecutively to each other and to the sentence imposed on count 1. Moreover, the court exercises its discretion and chooses to impose no fines related to any sentence in this case. The court addresses the 5 counts on which Ms. Richens was convicted in reverse order. Ms. Richens, based on your conviction of count 5, third-degree felony forgery, the court hereby sentences you to an indeterminate prison term not to exceed 5 years. Based on your conviction on count 4, second-degree felony insurance fraud, the court hereby sentences you to an indeterminate prison term of not less than 1 and not more than 15 years. Based on your conviction on count 3, second-degree felony insurance fraud. The court hereby sentences you to an indeterminate prison term of not less than 1 and not more than 15 years. Based on your conviction on count 2, first-degree felony attempted aggravated murder, the court hereby sentences you to an indeterminate prison term of not less than 5 years, and that may be for life. Which brings us to the final issue, the appropriate sentence for count 1. Under Utah Code 76-3-207.7, there are only two options. An indeterminate prison term of not less than 25 years, and that may be for life, or life in prison without parole. And the law requires that the court consider each option. Under a sentence of 25 to life, and considering the effect of the 4 consecutive sentences, the time that Ms. Richens has spent in custody, and the current practices of the Board of Pardons and Parole, Ms. Richens would likely serve approximately 30 years in the Utah State Prison before receiving her first parole hearing. By that time, she would be 66 years old. Under a sentence of life in prison without parole, Ms. Richens would be in prison for the rest of her natural life, unless the Board of Pardons and Parole determines by clear and convincing evidence at some future point that she is permanently incapable of being a threat to the safety of society, at which time the board would have the authority to release her. Under either scenario, Ms. Richens will be incapacitated, meaning structurally prevented from harming anyone outside the Utah State Prison System for at least the next 3 decades, and perhaps much longer. But the potential impact on the survivors of the tragedy created by Corey Richens, most importantly, Eric Richens' 3 sons, is more difficult to predict. On one hand, if the court sentences Ms. Richens to life without parole, one or more of those young men may come to resent that the court eliminated any opportunity they might have in the future, decades into the future, to express an opinion as adults with substantial life experience about whether their mother should, for example, be allowed to die with dignity. On the other hand, if the court sentences Ms. Richens to 25 to life, one or more of those young men may spend the next 30 years questioning why the court failed to protect them from the prospect of the person who murdered their father being released from prison at some time in the distant future, perhaps when they have families and children of their own. The court's contemplation of how those young men may come to feel about today's decision some 30 years from now comes from a place of genuine concern for them and humility regarding the court's inability to predict the future. Sitting here today, it is simply not possible for anyone, not even those young men, to know how their view of this case may evolve over the next several decades. My hope is that every person affected by Eric Richens' death will, over time, find their way to a state of peace. As for today, the court's duty is to make a decision, a weighty, long-lasting decision based on the best information available today. And the bottom line is this. Corey Richens was convicted unanimously and beyond a reasonable doubt of attempting to murder Eric Richens, her husband, and the father of their 3 children. And then, having failed in her first effort of spending the next 17 days, not changing course, but doubling down, preparing to try again, and ultimately completing the act through the administration of poison. And for what? Money. All for pecuniary gain. A person convicted of committing that sequence of acts in that way and for that reason, and who causes the absolute tragedy that has befallen Eric Richens' sons and family. A person convicted of those things is simply too dangerous to ever be free. Accordingly, Ms. Richens, based on your conviction on count one, first-degree felony aggravated murder, the court hereby sentences you to life without parole. You have the right to appeal. You must file a notice of appeal within 30 days. You have the right to be represented by counsel on appeal. Mr. Bloodworth, anything further?
No, Your Honor.
Ms. Lewis, Ms. Nestor.
Your Honor, we anticipate filing a motion for a new trial and would like a date set. We have a substantial record in this case. We will file the notice of appeal of the conviction and the sentence and ask that everything be stayed pending the motion for a new trial as we're entitled to do under Rule 4B. Excuse me, but we think we need sufficient time to file a motion for a new trial based on the substantial record that exists in this case, longer than the typical 14 days, because this is not only the trial itself, but the years of litigation and motion practice that preceded the trial. We were hoping that we could get an agreed deadline of 90 days to file a motion for a new trial, mainly because for half of June, I'm out of the country, and for half of July, Lewis is out of the country. Normally, we would ask for 60, but there's going to be a month in there where both of us aren't available. So we're asking for 90 days.
Mr. Bloodworth.
Your Honor, this state objects. The rule provides for 14 days. You can't imagine this is a decision that was made today, I think. Counsel's had the last 53 days to prepare the motion, 14 days pursuant to the rule. I appreciate that it's a lengthy record in this case, but the issues available for your trial are fairly narrow. State burden is a 14-day time period. That's true by the way.
There is one other thing, Your Honor, on that as to why we need the extra time. So we have asked the county to retain an expert to assist to a declaration for attached to our motion for new trial. And it's going to require us to go before a separate entity to decide whether that funding is approved. And that just takes time. So that's another issue we need.
I feel like there's more that I need to know in order to make this decision. And so I can also appreciate why the defendant is concerned about the 14-day deadline so they do not lose that opportunity. Sitting here today with very little information and the state having very little opportunity to respond to this idea, I'll extend your deadline to 28 days. But within that time, if you want to file a motion to extend it, Ms. Nestor, with more detail, you have 14 days to file that one.
More continuous coverage from the trial of Corey Richens from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.